Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sod Daf Lamed Daled in the Art Scrollers of Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Ches in the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Sok the Mishnah. Oimer Adam Lechinvani, a person tells a grocer, Maleli Kli Ze Avoloi Bemido, meaning he takes a measurement kli, a vessel which is used for measurement, but he doesn't say this specifically, I want it to be this and this measurement, this and this amount of ounces. He just says, fill me this kli, fill it up to the top. That's okay. You cannot use a kli, a vessel which is meant for measurement. You can't use it all. You can only take a different kli which is not meant for measurement. So Shaul ben Bondin did not measure on Yom Tov. He measured before Yom Tov and gave it to the customers on Yom Tov. Aber Shaul ben Bimoyed Osakeri. It wasn't because of Yom Tov they didn't want to measure on Yom Tov. He did on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed you're allowed to measure, but he did it because of Bitul Beis HaMedrash. He did not want to waste time when it was time to go to the Beis HaMedrash because people came to ask him any question during that time. Chaim said he always did it, even the weekday. In a regular day of the year, he always filled it up before the customers came, the day before. Why? Because Mitzvah Amidus. What does Mitzvah Amidus mean? When you take a measurement and you pour it into the kli, to the vessel of the customer, there will be some foam that will be on the kli, and therefore there will be less quantity going into the kli of the customer. But that's why they allowed it to spill throughout the night. So everything fell through, and then it was a full measurement. He wanted to make sure the customer gets a full measurement. So says the Gemara and Lamidal the Mudaf on top. Rav Chuna Amar Oy Choser Oy Yeser. What it means that you can use the kli of mido, meaning you say, I'm not telling you to give you an exact amount. I want you to give me this and this amount of ounces. Get fill it up to somewhere. It could be a little less, a little more. Fill this kli, not a kli of measurement. Tomorrow we're going to go and measure how much it is. Anyway, right now I don't know the measurement. We'll figure it out tomorrow. They were the grocers in Yerushalayim. So because in order to avoid this issue of measuring Yom Tov, they used to measure before Yom Tov to give it to the customers on Yom Tov. So the Vilna Gaon corrects that not Chulus Shel Moed, ela b'chol Yosefken, a regular day. Meaning nothing to do with Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. They have issue here, Mitzvah Midos. We mentioned the Mishnah. They want to make sure that they're giving the customers the full amount that they are assuming they're getting. So Afu refers to a blazer of tzaddik, that's what the Korban Eidah says. He took 300 barrels, v'chaveiro, his friend, which is Abba Sholber, bought this. Chaveiro also kines shloish mois chaviyos. They both took out 300 barrels of what they assumed is not theirs. Meaning they took the before they started doing this idea of filling up the barrels the day before. So they used to give the customers the day off. And every time there was a few drops left in the measurement. So they filled up all these drops. They didn't take it for themselves. They felt that something belongs to the customers. And they had 300 barrels of drops that they felt belongs to the customers. But they didn't know who it belongs to because there's so many customers. You don't have to do this because this is part of the business. Everybody knows when you pour from the measurement kli into the kli of the customer, there's some drops that are left in the measurement kli. But still, you're a machmir on yourself to treat it as if it's something which is gezel. What do you do with it? Which this is the rule, Bobakawa, when a person stole for the rabbi, what is he going to do? He's going to pay the back. He gives it tzorchet tzibur. You use that to give something for the tzibur. So here as well, even though what they did was unnecessary, but they want to treat it as gezel, they should give it to the tzibur. Continues the Gemara with base, Pamachas, Cholov, and Chasura, Abiseinu, Levakri. Once he got sick, so the Korban Eidah says the one who got sick was Abishol ben Botris, the second one over here, and the Rabbanim came to visit him. He says, look at my right hand. I was measuring so careful to measure the right way, and it still hurts me. So it seems like it was a little bit of a taino. Why is my right hand hurting if I was so careful with my right hand? Anybody who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater, just gives up, his stomach will be lost, Who doesn't punish right away, sometimes waits, and then eventually he comes and takes the debt. So meaning, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for no reason. Everything is with a cheshbon. And even when it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing, it's still in the cheshbon. So everything has a, there's a dikduk and there's a did. Meaning, even though this person was a tzaddik, and he did everything right, but if there's something they did wrong, and maybe the fact that the first years he did do the mitzvah midos, maybe that was the reason, so therefore he gets punished for that. A high, regular person is not being punished for that, but if it's tzaddikim, because Baruch is medaktik more. Kechut asayro, like the width of a hair. The source, a different source that we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzaddikim, and it says v'noyro al kol sevivav. He's more fearful for the ones who are closer to him than the ones who are far away, because the ones who are closer, Kadosh Baruch Hu is more medactic, because they're so close to him, so they have to be more careful how they act with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single thing is measured. What can tell his friend, give me this and this quantity of eggs or walnuts. Why is that butter? That's not mekach or memkar. A person in his house can say, we need 3 eggs for the cake. So you say the number of eggs, and therefore you can tell it to your friend. When a person wants to get from his friend, wants to buy it from his friend, he can measure the number, because number is not necessarily a mekach or memkar. Says the word similarly, Tani, one can tell his friend, Tedli kolo shel tali. Kolo is a measurement. Give me a measurement of that spice. Why? Because when people cook, that's what they do. They take a measurement. It's not a mekach or memkar. It's not that he's buying things. That's the normal way of dealing with these things. So therefore, it's not considered to be mekach or memkar, and it's a mutter in Yom Tov. With this, we conclude the third parak of Maseches Beitzo, Hadra Alach Parak Eitzodin, Hadra Alach Parak Eitzodin, and with this, we conclude Yoshalmi Beitzo Daf Lamed Daled.